The Icicle Works mit Birds Fly auf Lux FM. Bei mir im Studio sind Post Animal aus Chicago. Hello.
Hey, hey, hello.
This is the Berlin Chicago Choir greeting y'all out there.
How are you?
Fine. Before we start talking, let's listen to one of your songs. It's off of the first album, When I Think of You in a Castle, that came out last year in 2018. I guess there's more to come, because in 2018 you guys already were talking about new material, so let's talk about that in a few moments. First of all, let's listen to Post Animal Rolfie auf Flux FM heute Abend auf dem Fluxbau Bergfest zu erleben. Post Animal auf Flux FM und ihr wunderbares Stückchen Rolfie von der Debütplatte When I Think of You in a Castle, die 2018 schon erschienen ist. Bei mir sind Matt, Dalton, Jake, Wesley und JV aus Chicago. Once again, I'll say hi to Post Animal.
Hello.
They're not as motivated anymore.
Hello.
Something
hello,
happened hello. In the last 5 minutes. Hello. They're like, well, hi. So, guys, where are you coming from today? How are you?
Doing well, yeah. We're coming from, we flew into Amsterdam yesterday.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you've played a show there, or is just
no,
getting
this
high?
This will be our first show. None of that either.
No, you didn't even play a show in Amsterdam.
Nope, no. We didn't get to.
Oh.
A flight in, a fiasco with checked baggage.
Oh, no.
And then a trip to nearby Dortmund to get some rental gear.
Okay.
And then back to the Netherlands, and okay, then back here.
I mean, when I'm talking to bands from who they come from the Netherlands, and you have that film in your head where they go berserk, you know, because they've been to Amsterdam and it's like weed's legalized. But we always forget that in most parts of the states, it's been legalized.
Just got legalized in Illinois too.
Yeah, crazy, yeah. Right? It's a good thing, I guess. Because,
definitely.
I mean, too many stupid things about the illegal weed are happening, and it's getting more and more illegal in Germany as well right now. So you can get busted with a certain amount, and
it's decriminalized.
Yeah, they'll take it from you, but you won't go to jail.
That's good.
Of it.
Yeah, it's like a citation.
Yeah, I think so too. So When I Think of You in a Castle has been put out a year ago, a little bit more even, mm-hmm, in the beginning of 2018. And I've read interviews with you guys where you talked about the fact that you wrote it as a 6-piece, and now you're a 5-piece, mm-hmm, for that part of the tour. I guess we can talk about the fact later that Joe has like another job that's kind of important.
What?
Yeah.
I'll call it a job.
Yeah. He's the one who makes money, I guess.
Yeah.
Yes, he is. Right.
But you keep on making music. That's what I appreciate, though. Yeah. But how far are you with new material? Because back then you already told journalists that you're working on new stuff, that you're a band that jams along. You all have ideas. You all write. And you all jam together. So what's up with new material? Have you written and recorded stuff already?
Yeah. We already written and recorded it. I think it's gonna come next year,
mm-hmm, yeah, like early next year.
Next year.
Yeah. But it's already all finished up.
Yeah,
right
we did
now.
It.
Yeah,
cool. And was it material that you've tested on the road before again? Because I've read that some of the stuff that's on that record has been played for years. And that's like really old school. You know, the new school way of putting out music and making a tour is you put out the record and then you go on tour and present the record to the people.
Yeah.
But way back when, it was like you toured with new songs, and the songs that went well with the audiences, you've recorded them onto the album and then you made the album.
Yeah,
there are pieces of the new material that we came up with live and for the live setting and then transferred over, but we actually put the record together in large part over the recording session in March. We it hasn't been road tested really or anything. So
okay, cool.
Trying
yeah.
something different. For
but
this
you've
one.
You've self produced it again, and Dalton, who's Dalton again?
Dalton
is mixing again. You're mixing again, Dalton.
Yeah, me and our friend Adam Tyne.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Because of that, I think that's like especially in times like these where the means of production are getting closer or more achievable. You know, you can basically buy stuff.
Yeah.
Even
yeah.
if your band's not like in the top 10, right? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah,
I
yeah.
really think it's important to keep control over these things.
Definitely. That's like my favorite part about like classic rock records.
Yeah.
Like Electric Light Orchestra or something, like Jeff Lynne is producing the whole thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like adds a whole other level to it.
And I think it adds a whole another level to a band if there's a guy in the band, or maybe more than one guy in the band, who knows about the production stuff and who leads the band into a certain direction. It's much better than to go to a big name.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Who has this modus operandi that doesn't fit your music, and then you're all fucked.
Yeah. He knows what we want.
Yeah. Yeah.
We have the sound.
He knows.
So you're writing as a you did write as a 6-piece for that last album. You're writing as a 5-piece now.
Yeah.
And I've read in an interview that it's even more easy than to write as a trio, maybe, because you know everybody has to step away from their egos a little bit. Mm-hmm. But you always share like vocal duties as well, and that's something that I think might get complicated, because you all are able to sing. How do you decide who's singing what? Is it like the guy who wrote the lyrics is stepping up front the mic, or?
Usually, yeah.
Mm. Yeah, I think it's usually the person who kind of takes lead on the song ends up singing it, but that's definitely not like and that's not every single time. Mm-hmm. And I think sometimes when we decide to write something and share it with someone else to sing, it just is kind of an obvious choice. It just feels right for that person to do it.
Yeah.
But yeah, for you know, if I feel like the decision kind of makes itself in a lot of cases. Yeah. Yeah.
No rules.
Yeah. Yeah. But maybe that freedom has something to do with the fact that you've known each other for such a long time now. Definitely. I mean, there's a lot of trust that's got to happen when in situations like that, right? You really have to trust Dalton when you give him the music for the mix.
Oh, yeah.
And you really have to trust the other guy for the situation. I mean, being the guy at the microphone is like another duty, right? Mm-hmm. Like a different animal.
Yeah, same with touring as well and all that. It's like a big trust game. Family. It's like a family, you know?
Yeah. No, it's important. Yeah. I think too many bands, as soon as they look for a guitarist, they look for the Joe Satriani kind of guy who knows all the licks, but he's an asshole, you know? Yeah. You're touring with him, and all the music police people in the audience are like, wow, what a guitarist. But you guys are like, aw, damn, he's like fucking me up in the bus all the time. Drinking my liquor. So what are the next steps? You're going to record more stuff? Or it's been recorded. You're going to put it out this year?
I think it's coming out early next year.
Okay, cool. Yeah,
but we're going to keep recording new stuff. We're like going to try to rapid pace, just keep pumping stuff out. Yeah.
And that's another advantage of being able to record stuff on your own. You don't have to wait for the studios. You don't even have to wait for the budget. You just step into your room, say 1, 2, 3, 4, and there you go. Cool. Yeah. So I want to wish you the best of luck for your next steps. Best of luck for tonight's show. It's going to be great. There's a live audience down there who's hungry for music, and there's this river, and the summer's coming back. Yeah. You've brought the nice weather with you guys from the Netherlands, I guess. I don't know. Yeah. But I want to wish you the best of luck. And we didn't even talk about Joe. That's cool, though. I mean, Joe once was a part of the band. He's part of the Stranger Things crew from the cast. Yeah, he's part of the cast.
Yeah.
Joe Keery. Yeah. And he's left the band because of that. Has he left the band for good, or is it just for the next few years when the Stranger Things series is still happening?
Seems like right now it's probably a permanent thing.
Yeah. But,
you know, he's still our friend, and we're like, you know, we'd maybe leave the door open, but we haven't really thought that far ahead, cool. You know, just because it seems like his acting career is taking off.
Yeah.
And we're like, he's
a busy boy.
Yeah.
He's busy.
Yeah. It's funny, though. Yeah. It's kind of funny. Yeah, well, we caught this great album. Yeah, well, I had this little job on the side. It's like a TV series. Yeah. I don't know if it's getting big or not. And all of a sudden, like, bye, Joe. Yeah. It's nice to be making music with you. Huh? See you again, maybe.
See you on the silver screen.
Crazy, though. But we're wishing him the best of luck as
Definitely.
Yeah. Best of luck to you guys. Post Animal aus Chicago heute Abend im Fluxbau. 18 Uhr gehen die Türen auf, bei freiem Eintritt. Kommt vorbei und habt Spaß. Hier sind sie nochmal zum Vorbereiten mit Gelatin Mode auf Flux FM Post Animal. Thank you guys. Bye.
Thank you. Bye. Bye.